Hi, this is reporter Jack Fawn joining Mark Benelli today and welcoming you to our podcast presentation on big data management and analytics. Mark is news director for our enterprise application data and BI sites here at TechTarget, and he recently got back from the Enterprise Data World 2013 in San Diego. Hi, Mark. How was the trip?
It's great, Jack. Thanks for having me today. Enterprise Data World 2013, one of the biggest conferences of the year for data management and analytics professionals. It's the third one I've been to, and it was a really good show. A lot of talk about big data, Hadoop, analytics, and the list goes on.
Well, I read some of your reports from the event, and I know you talked with Karen Lopez, who's also known as Data Chick, and she was talking about data modeling in this new era.
Right. Karen Lopez is a very well-known data management consultant. She's the principal advisor at Info Advisors, and she is also the proprietor of the Data Chick Twitter feed, where you can see her posting all kinds of comments about the state of data management today, most of them pretty funny, if you ask me. But she's an outspoken conference speaker, and she did a session on advanced data modeling at the conference. And I think really what it was about was how data modelers can remain productive and add value and continue to remain relevant in the age of big data, analytics, and NoSQL and technologies.
Well, I know with NoSQL, one of the selling points is that there's no schema. So how are these people adjusting, or what does Karen say on that?
Well, that's actually a good point. She did mention to me how there is sort of a feeling maybe in the marketplace out there that in the age of big data and NoSQL, given that it's schemaless, maybe you don't need to see those data models so much. Maybe you don't need to see how the data flows through the organization. She says that is a bunch of baloney, a bunch of malarkey. And data modeling is more important than ever now, she says, because if you don't know where your data is coming from, then how are you going to serve the business well?
Well, big data, at least in the press, is pretty big, and it's as big as rock and roll. I know you wrote about Bernard Wibbes, and there was a discussion there on the analytical rock star. So tell me, is there such a thing, and how do I join the band?
Well, I think you have to practice would be probably
Carnegie Hall.
Right, probably the main advice there. But Bernard Wibbes, just to let everyone know, is the founding partner with StatSledge Consulting, and he gave a great presentation, I thought, on what are 9 steps to becoming an analytics rock star, as you said. And, you know, the list was really good for people who are veterans or newcomers. It's if you're thinking about joining it, becoming an analytics professional, if not, if you're already one, you might want to reexamine your career and take a look at some of these and ask yourself if these are your traits and your characteristics. First of all, I think one of the first item on his list was to make sure you're passionate about analytics. You know, average performers, people who don't perform that well, they show up at 9 in the morning, leave at 5 o'clock, collect a paycheck, don't add much value. The passionate analytics professional goes that extra mile, looks for problems, is proactive, and really tries to solve problems before problems find them. I think another really good piece of advice was that he told everyone to focus on applied learning and mentoring. That's either getting mentoring or doing mentoring at work if you're a more senior level person. Maybe you could mentor someone new to the company. And also applied learning is different than classroom learning in that it's learning on the job. You're learning as you do, learning as you go. In the classroom, when you're given an analytics problem, according to Wibbes, you're sort of given the underlying assumptions. They give you the assumptions and the problem, and then you solve the problem. But in the real world, you have to determine the assumptions yourself, such as maybe the distribution for a problem or something like that. And that's often the hard part, according to Bernard. So you know, solving the problem can be the easy part. Coming up with the assumptions is the hard part. So focusing on that applied learning will give you that real-world experience.
And to be a rock star, you have to learn 3 chords.
Right, yes, of course.
You met with Peter Aiken. He's the dynamic leader of DAMA.
Yes, I had dinner with Peter, and we spoke on the phone just yesterday, actually, about his new book.
And is that about the chief data officer?
Exactly. He wrote a book about making the case for having a chief data officer at your organization. And basically, he's talking about recasting the C-level suite to really, truly leverage data as an asset. One of his main points is that most C-level executives today don't truly have that appreciation for data as something that is separate from the applications in which it resides. and how to treat it as such, and how to leverage it for better business outcomes.
Well, that's interesting to me. I only got into data recently.
Right.
I'm beginning to sense what Peter's saying.
Yeah, I think one of his points was that people tend to create their attitude towards data based on the technologies that they're using. If you're using SAP, you're going to treat the data as you would as an SAP customer. But really, you should be thinking about how the data serves your organization's needs, and then the technology should be the secondary thought to that. How the data flows through those applications should very much depend on the needs of the business and the needs of your customers.
So, the steps to being a rock star, the school of rock for analytics here, can you enumerate some more of the...
Sure. Going back to that, I think I'll just go down a couple of them quickly and explain them a little bit more. One was just be the go-to guy or go-to person for analytics. The person you can really count on. If there's an analytics problem, be the person in the group who... the boss is going to look for, is going to think of. That's a problem for that person, the go-to person. Think of it as someone taking over your finances in your life. Imagine the headaches you could avoid if someone did handle all your finances. That's the go-to guy in the analytics department. It's very similar to that. An analytics rock star is the kind of person who doesn't stop until it makes sense. If there's a problem, they don't just look for solve the symptom of the problem. They look for the root cause of the problem. And often that takes many layers, like an onion, getting to the bottom of that situation. And this one I thought was really good advice. Learn to quickly create prototypes. So if you are presenting findings of analytics results to corporate C-level executives or whoever, decision makers, or other people about what they should do, it's really important that you do not use like stock data when you're presenting dashboards and things like that. Use their data. Use the business's data. Your own business's data, because it's just the difference is night and day. Because in the people you are presenting to, if you're a consultant, maybe you're presenting to a client, if you are working for a company, maybe it's your boss, they can really see what the recommendations mean to them and their business on a personal level. And I think that's very important. So learn to quickly create prototypes. And finally, I'd say that, just to round off, you can see more on searchbusinessanalytics.com, but an analytics rock star is someone who's really an advocate for a solid analytics foundation. And by a solid analytics foundation, I mean that means proper attention to data quality, data governance, and making sure that the organization treats data as an asset properly. You can't have good analytics if you don't have good data.
Three chords.
Exactly. A little more than three, I think. But.
And then just in general, what was the vibe? Big data is a paradigm shift, to coin a phrase, for the people that you were there at the Enterprise Data World.
Definitely. There was a session with Cedric Carbone of Talon. Talon is the open source data management, master data management, data integration firm. And Cedric Carbone is sort of in charge of their big data strategy and Hadoop strategy. And he talked about the challenges associated with integrating Hadoop and big data stores or the results of big data operations with classic traditional relational database findings and things like that, and really putting that data to work for your organization. And according to him, big data is the biggest game changer to come along in a long time. And people are really trying to think of how to deal with that right now. According to Mr. Carbone, the market wants a 360-degree integration now that covers data, process, and application integration without forgetting data quality. And data quality is still an issue, even with big data and small data, little data. So continuing to pay attention to that data quality will only aid in any integration efforts. He added that the big data is sort of disrupting the status quo in the data management market. Incumbents are unsuccessfully trying to adapt legacy solutions to deal with big data. And there's going to be a sea change, I think, going on as more vendors try to deal with integrating big data with their more traditional technologies.
Well, I feel like we covered a lot of ground. We had the game changers, paradigm shift, and sea changes.
Yes, there's a lot going on out there. It's a good time to cover data management, I'll tell you that.
It's a good time for us in the trade press or the web version of it.
Certainly, sir.
So this is reporter Jack Vaughn, and I'm thanking Mark Brunelli.
Thanks for your time, Jack.
We're together. We're here on searchdatamanagement.com, and we hope to catch you again. And as an audience, we're really appreciative that you were with us today.